Hello there, and welcome to Conversations with Lee Fulkerson, a series of podcasts from Plant Pure Nation. I'm Lee Fulkerson, and my guest today is Dr. James Markham, who's a cardiologist practicing with the Chattanooga Heart Institute. He's also the director of HeartWise Ministries and is very active in the media arm of that organization, which includes television, radio, and print. So that covers about everything. Thanks for coming on, Dr. Markham.
My pleasure, Lee, and thank you for having me with you today.
Nah, this is great. So first of all, why did you found HeartWise Ministries and what is its mission?
Well, several years ago, probably about 10 years ago now, in 2006, I had a patient that I cared for that had multiple myeloma. And this was a young fireman, and modern medicine, we did everything we could to help this gentleman, a bone marrow transplant. We gave him all the chemo that we could think of and just did just about everything to help him. And after 2 years of treatment, this gentleman had a young family. He passed away. And during that time, I really felt frustrated with modern medicine. You know, modern medicine had tools, and we were treating symptoms, but I really didn't feel like we're getting to the cause, and I felt like there needed to be something more out there. So that's when I began HeartWise Ministries, looking for new truths that could help patients, whether that be in nutrition or through spiritual truth or through modern medicine, and conveying this information to them with a host of advisors from all walks of life. And we started on radio, and we got up to 300 or 400 stations. Our TV program on 11 networks. I wrote 2 or 3 books on this, and that's how it started. Just new streams of information, basically, to help people to have alternatives, things that they can try that's evidence-based, that they can adopt to come to some form of healing in their lives.
Well, some people, I think, would find that there's or believe that there's a conflict between science and spirituality or science and religion. Clearly, you don't have that issue. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, my thoughts on that. Well, I've actually gone back and found the spiritual recommendations and used evidence-based medicine to prove it and then adopt it into people's lives. There's now science out there, Lee, that proves that water is good for people's body. Well, that's a spiritual prescription, that light, that being happy, that helping each other. We now know that worship in itself changes the very physiology of the brain. It actually activates genetics, makes good genetic pathways, changes our epigenes in our body. And now this is evidence-based, so I'm trying to teach people, and it's not pharmaceutical-based, I'm trying to, to let people know, including our nutrition, trying to let people know that these can be applied to their lives. There's science behind it, and here are the steps, one step at a time. Give it a try, and let the evidence in your life speak for itself.
Oh, that's a great philosophy. So when and why did you adopt a plant-based diet?
Well, this started after I read the book, The China Study, by T. Colin Campbell. You know, as ministry started to develop, I started to look for truth in all aspects. And every input in our body creates either something good or something bad. And chronic stressors turn on bad genetics, eventually cause chronic disease. So I approach disease from stress, and there's also good things that we put in our body. Well, since food was such a large thing that most people put in their body, I started to study food. Maybe food was a chronic stressor that activated bad things in our body, eventually developing symptoms, which prompted the need for modern medicine, which treated the symptom and not the cause. So as I did this research, I was led to Dr. Colin Campbell's book, which was very well done, very well researched, very well evidence-based. And I got the idea, you know, from basically the scriptures. You know, the original diet was a whole food plant-based diet. And the original, you know, there was an original study back in Daniel where those fellows ate healthy food for 10 days and they were much smarter. So I needed evidence to back this up. So I read the China study, and it was just fascinating. And after I read that book and started doing it in my life, guess what? My numbers got, my blood pressure came down, my cholesterol dropped, inflammation went away. I started feeling better than ever. My brain started working more. I had more energy. And I said, well, there is truth to that. And that began my search of, you know, more information about this. And I wanted to support others that were doing this type of research and try to teach patients and others how to implement this powerful way to treat disease as well as prevent disease in their own lives.
That's fantastic. So when and why did you decide to use plant-based nutrition to treat your patients? This was probably around the same time, I would imagine.
Yeah, it all started, and then I said, you know, if it made me feel this good, surely it could make my patients feel that good. And of course, you know, everything that our ministry was doing was looking at different inputs. You know, we were looking at brain inputs, you know, how stress on the brain affected the cardiovascular system, how nutrition is. So we scoured the research out there, and there were others doing research. Dr. Ethelston had done research.
Yeah.
Dr. Dean Ornish was doing research, cutting line research. So we started applying this. Years ago, Dr. Burkett did some research. We started applying these. So, well, how can we apply these to patients' life, and will it make a difference? So I decided to sort of introduce, so this is before, you know, this is other people were doing. I said, well, how can we start this? What is the first steps that we can do? So as I started getting tools, I noticed, you know, people started getting better. Their blood pressure came down. Their cholesterol improved. And it was no surprise to me, because there's evidence that if I could get patients to do this, get them to adhere to this, I could change their chemistry of the entire body. Remember, plant-based nutrition changes every cell in the body and just not one isolated chemical pathway. Then when the research started coming about how nitric oxide production goes up on a plant-based diet, how inflammation goes down, how the microbiome in the gut changes, all these chemical reactions that we now have evidence for, and all those that we are just beginning to get evidence for, as I had this tool to use, I found out people didn't have heart attacks. They didn't need any more stents. Their arteries got bigger, and sooner or later, the people in my group, the ones that were done, you know, they didn't have any more procedures, no more stents. Yet the patients still had angina. They were sending them to me to offer something new. And then I realized that, you know, we were on to something big. We were not only treating disease, but we were getting at the cause. And this was so exciting. And not only that, when people knew they had hope, this was yet another thing that triggered their brain to start cutting back inflammation, cutting back stress chemistry. This was another thing that also, in addition to the plant-based diet, this also helped their body quite a bit. So that's what started happening. And now I'm working on introducing programs. And you know, and that's why I'm so thankful. You know, I've had several people within the last few weeks say, oh, I can never do this. I can never do this. I said, well, yes, you can. Try a 10-day jump start. And they've gotten on the jump start that was developed, and guess what? They said, well, that wasn't that hard, and I feel so much better. I think I can do this. So we're getting more tools out there. The word's getting out there. It's better accepted in the general public. So as I've introduced this, the patients just love it. They feel so much better, but it's a journey. It happens one step at a time based on education, relationships, not trying to take people from A to Z, even though some people you can. I had a gentleman that had 3 bypasses. He was in his upper 40s. Everything modern medicine had already been done, and he couldn't walk across the street because he was having chest pain. Well, within 1 month of introducing a plant-based diet, he's now on a treadmill for 20 minutes a day. It's just incredible, you know, incredible what you can do. He says, well, why didn't I hear about this? Well, people don't know about this. This wasn't in our education when we started. And that's what our ministry, HeartWise, is about, bringing these new tools into people's life, whether it be plant-based nutrition, whether it be improving mental health, meeting them where they are, trying to love them and not judge them, and taking them and moving them one step at a time towards healing.
Oh, that's great. What are the approximate compliance rates you see among your patients who switch to a plant-based diet?
Yeah, well, the sickest patients, the ones that are having active symptoms, the ones that can't walk, they can't do anything, about 100%, okay? They do this or they don't have a quality of life. They die.
Mm-hmm.
The people that have hidden disease, you know, the ones that come in because they've heard about it, they're not having symptoms, they might have had a problem 5 or 6 years ago, those people, about 50%. You know, they're not having symptoms, but they sort of buy it, but they sort of move that direction. Now, the ones that come to me usually, Lee, are already looking for this. You know, I'm sort of
right.
bringing in, I'm preaching to the choir because they came looking for me because they knew I offered something different. So I would say the ones that are having symptoms and active disease, about 100%. The ones that aren't having any problems, that have a family history, about 50%. Get to a plant-based diet, but 100% move through some general steps in that direction. You know, some people might not be perfect, but I almost get 100% of people doing something. And what does something look like? Well, that might look like drinking water, walking every day, eating oatmeal in the morning, 3 to 5 fruits and vegetables, and occasionally eating something that's bad, but looking for substitutes. I can get everyone
right.
in time to get to that place.
Oh, that's I think, a great way to handle it. You sometimes you just can't get people to change 100% overnight. You have
no.
to sort of let them.
Yeah, you meet them where they're at, and you sort of move them in direction. But you know what? We have the information, and as the options have improved in the plant-based world, as people had more access to recipes and
mm-hmm.
nutrition that they can buy in restaurants that they can go to, it's actually good. Now, I live in the Deep South. And we don't have a lot of whole food plant-based restaurants, but now we're able to get in to some restaurants, and almost every restaurant now where I live in Chattanooga has at least one item that's tasty that you can eat if you're plant-based. And that hasn't always been that way. And, you know, we're lucky that the movie came out, The Plant Pure Nation, that showed here, and we have some solid research that's been done by other doctors and scientists. And we say, listen, we can get more people to come to your establishment if you at least have one good thing to eat, and you'll be helping this whole world out if you do this. It's an easy sell.
That's an enormous change, getting, you know, local restaurants to buy into it, especially in the South, you know, the home of comfort
yeah.
food.
Yeah, we have big fried food down here. In fact, Memphis was the most obese town in the United States. That's a Tennessee town. And, of course, Chattanooga was about number 5. And obesity and fat and fatty foods go hand in hand. So I feel like I'm right at the if you call this a revolution, I'm right on the front line, you know. And luckily I'm having better weapons to sort of fight back the fat, so to speak.
That's a great analogy. It seems to me like a lot of MDs are resistant to the idea of using plant-based nutrition as a treatment for their patients. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, you know, resistance, I believe that might be an understatement. I have people that will come up and tell me that I'm crazy, that I don't know what I'm doing, that I'm hurting my patients. And
right.
they're very belligerent, some of them. But some of them, if they're honest, I said, well, let's look at the evidence, both in the literature. Let's look at the evidence based on how patients do. And actually, you're sending me these patients, so why are you so mad at me? Well, a lot of them are that they don't have the education. And remember, we were raised in a pharmaceutical culture. They paid the
right.
bills. Medicine and treats symptoms and not causes. They didn't call it healing school. They called it medical school. So we learned all
right.
about medicines, their side effects, when to use them, how they interacted, how they killed people. You know, all that kind of stuff is what we learn. And we get the lobbyists that says this is the way it has to be. Well, they create the laws, the recommendations for health. The insurance companies fall off this. So we have a whole culture that's been biased to think this way. And I'm not against modern medicine, Lee. I think there's a place for it. You know, if I'm having a heart attack, I want a stent. If my heart's
yeah.
going too slow, give me a pacemaker. But then when the patient comes to me after the symptoms have resolved with modern medicine, I say, now let's get at the cause. And when people hear it addressed that way, I say, let's look at the stress, the food stress, the mental stress, the maybe sitting at the desk all day stress. As they understand the cause of disease, then all of a sudden lights come on. But it's not really lucrative. Not a lot of people are making a lot of money. And I think that's part of the resistance, not only the education, but it's a money thing. It's a selfish thing as well, that people won't
yeah.
open their minds to learn new things.
Now that's a very troubling aspect of it. Well, as a specialist, as a cardiologist, do you see greater or less resistance among other cardiologists to this type of treatment?
Well, you know what? Lately, they're opening their eyes to this. And the only reason they're opening it, because most doctors, I will say, they want their patients to get better. But there's so much politics, so much resistance, so much, believe it or not, there's a lot of pride out there. You know, I'm the smartest doctor on the block. No one else can help you. I can't do it, it's wrong. If it's not in the medical literature on the front page of the New England Journal or the American College of Cardiology, it's not wrong. But luckily, we had a president of the American College of Cardiology recently that came out with a strong statement recommending a plant-based diet. We now have lots of – yes, we do. We have lots of literature out there promoting a plant-based diet. We have documentaries out there that people can look at and learn about a plant-based diet. There are now cardiologists all over the country that are educated on this, are stepping up, and the next step will be to get this information into the training programs, into the medical schools, into the educational system, so kids are and the next future of doctors are raised knowing that this is a way to treat patients as well as a way to prevent disease. So that's the next step, but it's going to be a fight because there's a lot of money involved in this, and people don't make a lot of money when people are well. And it's estimated that 80 or 90% of people have what we call chronic disease. And every single chronic disease out there can benefit from a plant-based diet.
That's amazing to know that cardiologists are sort of on the cutting edge of this movement. I would have thought otherwise.
Well, they're coming. I wouldn't say all of them. No, I wouldn't say all of them. But a few of them are coming over. But, you know, it's a slow process. But, you know, when I started this, there were none. there were zero. You know, now there are, at least in my state, there's at least three cardiologists in my state. So, you know, it's slow, and it comes with education, more literature out there, and patients demanding this type of treatment be brought to them. You know, it's a one-on-one. You know, I tell my patients it's the best physician for them, you know, other than the great physician, is yourself. You know, learn it yourself. Go out. Don't depend on other people for your healing. You know, learn what you can. Try to apply it. Get the best information that you can. Don't depend on your doctor to make the right decision for you all the time.
That's great advice. Great advice. So what types of heart disease do you find are most successfully treated with a plant-based diet?
Yeah, well, remember, Lee, the mechanisms of a plant-based diet, you know, just some simple for our listeners to realize. A plant-based diet, basically, one of the things it does that's so important is it increases a chemical called nitric oxide in the body. This makes all of the arteries bigger and stabilizes the inside of blood vessels. So just this fact alone, just this mechanism alone will treat things like coronary artery disease, heart attacks, will lower blood pressure, will help with dementia, will help with impotence, will help with peripheral vascular disease in the legs. We also are learning that a plant-based diet is a very good diet for a process called antioxidation. Oxidation is sort of like a word we can think of. It's sort of like the parts are rusting. You know, you get older, you oxidize, you start to rust. We know that the standard American diet, which a lot of people call the SAD diet now, promotes oxidation. When you eat greater than 15% of your calories in fat, especially animal-based fat, when you have high-protein diets, guess what? It activates oxidation. Oxidation affects your very genetics. It changes your genetics. So you might turn off genes that help heal your genetics, which you know might prevent cancer or other bad things from happening. So when you go to a plant-based diet, you help your heart disease, you help hypertension, you treat things like obesity because you make less insulin, like growth factors. You change the flora. You know, there's a trillion bacteria in the gut. A plant-based diet feeds the good bacteria, turns off the bad bacteria. So things like inflammatory bowel disease, your immune system improves. We talked about dementia, arthritis, even lowers the rates of cancer. It just helps every system in the body. Because remember, a plant-based diet treats the entire body, every cell, including our genetics, takes all this stress that we get from our food out of our bodies, less stress, less chronic disease. So
when I start pushing on a plant-based diet, I say, listen, it's not only helping prevent heart attacks, lowering your blood pressure, maybe strengthening your heart, but it will help every organ system in the body that not only has a blood source, but has genetics. Because a plant-based diet makes your own genes better fight off infections, less likely to mutate. And this is very powerful information, and it's not made up. I can say, you want the article? Here it is. You want the evidence? Here's a website. You can go to it. When I start bringing that in, they say, well, how do I do that? You know, how do I do that? What's the first step? And then we start working through these plans, depending on their belief systems, and moving that direction to eating a plant-based diet.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, could you say a few words about type 2 diabetes? I know that's a huge problem. And
yeah,
people say it's – I hear all the time on TV, people the authorities are saying it's a lifetime disease. There's nothing you can do about it except to control the symptoms.
Yeah, well, that is just not true. And the truth of the matter is diabetes – is an acquired disease. We give it to ourselves, and we give it to ourselves on multiple levels. One is by our obese lifestyles, bringing in too much fat in the body. Too much fat in the body turns down our insulin receptors and makes the mechanism bigger. Fat is stored in the cell. Blood sugar can't get in the cell. Insulin goes up. We make chemicals like insulin, like growth factors, and all of a sudden that turns on. And guess what? Modern medicine says, hey, let's give a medicine for that. And the medicine might lower your blood sugar in your blood, but it doesn't do anything to stop the cause of the disease. Or we might give insulin, which is another taboo for the cardiovascular system. The more insulin, the more damage we have to the blood vessels, but we don't teach patients how to get at the cause. And it's been estimated that 90% plus could reverse diabetes type 2 if they would start going to a whole food plant-based diet, get the fat out of their diet, get the fat out of their body, and start on an exercise program and some type of stress reduction program. You could eliminate this chronic disease. Over 90% of it could be eliminated. Now, there's some people, Lee, that have been walking around for years and years and years, and really their pancreas is now out of insulin altogether. And those people might be stuck. But the large majority of people can be reversed as well as treated. In fact, I'm to the point now, the literature says treating a type 2 diabetic will not prevent heart attack or stroke. It might prevent small vessel disease, but at the same time, treating them with medications can cause side effects like getting more hungry, liver side effects. So I'm telling people now, if you don't want to take your medicine, if you can go to a plant-based diet right now and start an exercise program right now, you probably will not need to take medicines ever. And if you ever do have to take medicines, at least it will be the minimal amount of medicine to control the symptom of diabetes. So this is a myth, and we need to be on the board with this right now rather than let the drug industry make more drugs and put this, myth out there that we have to treat it with medicines and insulin. And this is just not right, because the number one cause of dialysis is long-standing diabetes. It's a poison to the vessels of the heart, and it leads to impotence. It's one of the causes of dementia. It just affects the entire body when we have this metabolic process eating up our body.
I think this is one of the biggest health issues that myths that is out there. Type 2 diabetes, as we have found in doing the films that we've done, Forks Over Knives and Plant Pure Nation, it seems like it's almost, as you said, it's 90 to 100% reversible.
And just getting this information out is the key,
So what are the drawbacks and limitations of using statins to treat heart disease?
Yeah, well, for those people that aren't familiar with the statin, is a statin is the number one drug seller class in the world. It's a billion dollar industry, and it's used to treat one chemical in the body, and that's high cholesterol. And it's very similar to type 2 diabetes, Lee. We talked about treating a cause. Well, we see the number, and a statin will bring down that number.
okay, the majority of people. But again, cardiovascular disease is much more complex than just lipids in the diet. And if we can get at the cause of the lipids in the first place, sometimes people don't need to take the dangers of the statin. Now, the dangers of the statin are liver problems, muscle problems, problems with memory. We don't really know the long-term effects of statins over a course of a lifetime, and some public health officials are proposing to actually put this in our water supply.
In our water supply, I know.
Rather than to say, well, listen, maybe the cause of high cholesterol is the food we eat. Maybe we should just start eating healthier foods and walk. Well, that would be a much safer solution to these long-term problems that would be getting at a cause rather than a symptom. But by treating the symptoms, guess what? We perpetuate a disease, we perpetuate a system, and we can continue treating a symptom and not a cause. Very similar to what we see in type 2 diabetes or hypertension or any of these chronic diseases. A plant-based diet with some exercise along with it, this is the way to go. And that's why HeartWise started out years ago, starting to teach these truths based on evidence and letting people on an individual basis decide what's best for them.
That's terrific. What about bypass surgery and stents? They just basically are treat symptoms too, don't they? People have the idea that it.
There is a place for bypass if a person's having terrible symptoms and they can't walk across the street and they're high risk locations. I send patients for bypass occasionally, but lots of times I don't. If a person's having a heart attack, yes, that's where a stent's very useful. But unless they're having significant symptoms, I say, well, listen, would you like to get at the cause first? And I have a gentleman I've been taking care of now for 20 years. He was in the office last week. His vessels were too small for a bypass. 20 years ago, they said, you're going to die. There's nothing more we can do with modern medicine. Your arteries are too little for bypass. That was 20 years ago, Lee. They were wrong. If we look back at the history of medicine, if you weren't treating George Washington with leeches, you were a bad doctor, if you said, well, maybe that's not good to suck half of George's blood out, they'd say, why don't you leave the room? We don't want you part of the party. Well, in the 30s, in the journals, of the American, the journals of medicine in the 30s said smoking was good for asthma, and we showed that that's not true. Well, I think we're going to look back in history and say, the bypasses and the stents, this is just not something that we should have jumped on for everybody. We should have offered them getting at the cause, and maybe the physicians and the leaders at that time were on to something that was starting a revolution in the way we think. So throughout time, if you look at the history of medicine, people have been wrong before, and they've learned new truth, and they've adopted it, and we've had improvement, and sometimes it comes faster and slower. But this is what I think we're seeing in the plant pure revolution, and the leaders of that are really at the cusp of solving our health care dilemma that's going to affect our nation over the next – it's affecting it right now.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, we're coming, unfortunately, to the end of our half hour, and I got one question left, which is, what do you think the future holds for the greater adoption of a plant-based diet among the general public, like, let's say, 5 years from now?
I'm just thankful there's people like you that are out there doing podcasts and radio shows. I think it's a growing movement, and I think that the economics are going to dictate people to look at different avenues to treat people. They're already doing this in other parts of the world, and I think that they're going to look for solutions, and they're going to look for people that have evidence that their patients are getting better, and that's the direction, hopefully, that each individual will push their legislature. It's not going to happen at the top. It's going to happen on individual patients, one-on-one.
Right.
They're going to go to their doctors, their legislature. They say, no, we want you to support this because it works. There's evidence base, and the old system is not working. So I think there's a bright future, but I think it might go a little bit slower than some of us would like to take it. Again, it's going to go one step at a time, and what we're doing today talking about it is one of the first steps.
Well, that's great. You've been fantastic, and I can't thank you enough for being on, Jim. And it was a pleasure talking to you, as always. So thank you.
My pleasure, Lee. Thank you for having me.
You bet.